Brazil's lower house of Congress elects a new leader today. The outgoing speaker stepped down amid a widening corruption scandal that has enveloped the government of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Lawmakers are investigating charges that Lula's left-leaning Workers' Party bought votes in Congress and set up slush funds. From Rio de Janeiro, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Watching the corruption scandal unfold has become Brazil's newest spectator sport. Even the Jay Leno of Brazil, the cherubic Joe Soares, who sports a wide grin and tight suits over his wider midriff, dedicates his nightly show to the affair. His guest list now features a steady stream of politicians, their ex-wives, and secretaries. Lawmaker Zulahi Cobra Ribeiro impressed audiences this night by talking nonstop for an hour about the web of alleged slush funds, vote buying, and tax evasion. The scandal came to light largely due to this man.
Aonde está o DNA da corrupção que descarta?
Lawmaker Roberto Jefferson's appearances before Congress have transfixed the nation. Charged in May with corruption involving the Postal Service, Jefferson warned his accusers that he was not going down alone. Since then, the flamboyant legislator accused the party of President Lula of buying votes in Congress in monthly installments, or mensalão, the Brazilian name for the scandal. In his last appearance before Congress expelled him 2 weeks ago, Jefferson boomed, "I've shown the people of Brazil that the emperor has no clothes."
Pela paciência de me ouvir. Muito obrigado.
The president apologized for his party, but denied any personal wrongdoing. None of the allegations has been proven yet, but evidence mounts, and several senior leaders of Lula's party have stepped down. Analysts say the affair has paralyzed the government. Brazil's economy, however, appears immune. U.S. Treasury Secretary John Snow this week labeled Brazil's economic growth exuberant and praised the country's leaders for reducing the debt and creating new jobs. At a rally to elect new Worker Party leaders, the faithful defend Lula, fearing that if he falls, the entire cause of the political left in Brazil will go down with him. As one party founder put it, it is bad with Lula, worse without him. Since his landslide election in 2002, Lula has been a point of reference for those who argue that center-left leadership is the best means to achieve both stability and reform in Latin America. Rio-based political scientist Inácio Cano says the scandal engulfing President Lula reaches far beyond Brazil.
Lula was a promise of a non-confrontational leftist government that would help poor people do better without the needs of, for example, the social tensions you have in Venezuela. And now this model is fading away. So it is a great loss for the region, and I think for the world.
At an anti-corruption protest along a Rio music-filled beach, 55-year-old Sonia Menezes sums up the public disgust with the Worker Party that came to power on a wave of hope and goodwill.
Uma vez que veio a público, tem que ser punidas.
It's time for us to change, punish those who are responsible, so we can once again believe in our government.
Today's vote to choose a new House Speaker may provide some change. The Speaker will steer the legislative agenda ahead of next year's presidential election and help determine whether President Lula faces charges of impeachment over the alleged vote-buying scandal. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.